Sharing Time, What Does Jesus Christ Want Me to Do? By Karen Ashton. Learn of me and listen to my words. Walk in the meekness of my spirit, and you shall have peace in me. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 23. Have you ever said an unkind word to someone and then wished that you had not? Have you ever hurt someone's feelings because you didn't think carefully before you acted? Do you ever feel uncertain about what you should do when someone wants you to do something you know is wrong? Have you wondered what you should do when someone hurts your feelings? In all of these situations, thinking about Jesus Christ can help you. It is easy to do things that hurt others or ourselves when we do not think carefully before we act, or when our minds are full of anger, fear, or confusion. Because our actions follow our thoughts, thinking about Jesus Christ can help us. Thoughts of His life, His example, and what He wants us to do can calm our minds and help us make righteous choices. As you think about the Savior, ask yourself, what would Jesus Christ want me to do? Answering this question will help each of us follow Him and choose the right. The Savior loves us and wants us to be happy. He wants us to be kind, loving, forgiving, helpful, obedient, honest, and thankful. When we do these things, we are keeping His commandments. Following the example of Jesus Christ will help us be happy. Sharing Time Ideas. Note, the practice song for September might be To Think About Jesus, Children's Songbook, page 71. Number 1. Sing Tell Me the Stories of Jesus from Children's Songbook, page 57. Explain that Jesus Christ showed us by His example what He wants us to do. He said, "Come follow me," and He asked all of us to follow His example. Understanding how He lived helps us answer the question, what does Jesus Christ want me to do? Ask, where can we read about what Jesus Christ did? Place pictures of His ministry on the walls or chalkboard, and write the following corresponding scripture references on slips of paper. Divide the children into four groups. Have each group discuss one set of scripture passages and find the corresponding picture or pictures. Then share with the whole primary what Jesus Christ did and how we can follow His example. Scripture and picture possibilities: Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, Luke chapter 3, verses 21 through 23, John the Baptist baptizing Jesus. Gospel Art Kit number 208. Jesus was baptized. We can be baptized. 2. Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 through 15. Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. Christ and the Children. Gospel Art Kit number 216. Jesus Christ loves the little children. We can love one another. 3. Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 39. Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 36. Jesus praying in Gethsemane. Gospel Art Kit number 227. Jesus prayed and submitted Himself to the will of the Father. We can pray and be obedient. 4. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 14. John chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. The 10 lepers. Gospel Art Kit number 221. Jesus healing the blind. Gospel Art Kit number 213. Jesus showed compassion for those who were sick and afflicted. We can help those who are ill and disabled. 2. Explain that many of the primary songs can help answer the question, what does Jesus Christ want me to do? Sing the following songs, and after each one, ask, what does this song tell you Jesus Christ wants you to do? Songs. All are in the Children's Songbook. I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus, page 78. When Jesus Christ Was Baptized, page 102. Search, Ponder, and Pray, page 109. Follow the Prophet, page 110. Love One Another, page 136. I'll Walk With You, page 140. And Called to Serve, page 174. 3. Beforehand, invite 3 adult members to tell in 3 minutes each these stories from the friend. Mr. Archuleta's Apricots, July 1996, pages 16 through 19. To Warm the Heart and the Feet, January 1995, pages 15 through 17. The Experiment, June 1996, pages 2 through 4. Explain to the children that when they face a difficult situation, they might ask themselves, what is the right thing to do? How can I help? Or how should I act? Explain that such questions are part of a most important question. What does Jesus Christ want me to do? Divide the children into groups and let them move from storyteller to storyteller. After each story, have the teller ask, who in the story asked himself or herself, what does Jesus Christ want me to do? And how did that question help him or her? Suggest that the children ask themselves, what does Jesus Christ want me to do? Each time they have an important choice to make. 4. Prepare slips of paper with the following situations written on them. Make a fishing pole with a clothespin or safety pin on the end of the line. Bring a bed sheet to be held up by two children. Have the children sit in a circle. Pass a beanbag around as the pianist says, choose the right way. Children's Songbook, page 160. When the music stops, the child holding the beanbag goes fishing by putting his fishing line over the sheet. One of the presidents, see behind the sheet, attaches a situation to the fishing line. Have the child or a presidency member read the situation. Then ask and discuss, what does Jesus Christ want you to do? There may be more than one good solution. Direct this activity carefully. Possible situations. Number 1. Your little brother is having trouble with his math homework. You are good at math. 2. Your big sister thought you wrote in her school book. She was angry at you, but learned that you didn't do it. Now she's sorry. 3. You left your bike in the driveway. Dad is not happy about it. 4. You want to buy a candy bar, but will not have enough money if you pay your tithing. 5. You see a mother pushing a stroller and trying to open a door near you. Number 5. Discuss how keeping my gospel standards on the back of the primary My Achievement Days booklet or in the Friend of November 1996, pages 24 through 25, answers the question, what does Jesus Christ want me to do? Have each child write on a piece of paper one of my gospel standards to concentrate on living during the coming week. Put each child's paper in an envelope with his or her name on it to be returned the following week. Suggest that they share this activity in family home evening. 6. For additional resources on what Jesus Christ wants me to do, see the following from the Friend. Magic Question, March of 1995, pages 2 through 4. I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus, December 1994, page 23. End of What Does Jesus Christ Want Me to Do by Karen Ashton.